So 12 minutes now past five, you are listening to the Early Breakfast Show on King Talk. By the way, I was one of those predicting doom and gloom when we talked about, I think it was about 3 months ago when South Africa was downgraded, shall we say, to junk status. I mean, if you remember, in April, Standard & Poor's was the first major rating agency to downgrade South Africa's rating to junk status. Fitch was next, cutting both the foreign currency and local currency ratings by one notch on concerns that the recent political events, including a major cabinet reshuffle, would weaken standards of governance and public finances and was likely to result in a change of economic policy direction. And then last month, S&P reaffirmed that the outlook remains negative. Lulu Krechel is the chief economist at KPMG, joining us this morning, as she is no stranger to the Early Breakfast Show. Good morning to you, Lulu.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. In fact, much better than expected, considering that I was one of the doomsday callers saying that, oh my goodness, was I wrong or we're still waiting to see?
Well, I must be honest with you, specifically if we look at the rand, I think we are a little bit surprised, or we're all a little bit surprised as economists, but pleasantly so. It's a relief that the rand didn't weaken as much as a lot of people did expect it to. And it definitely did help if we look at things such as inflation, for example. I promise you, economists had a lot of conversations around why this potentially happened. And there's basically two reasons why we believe the rand didn't weaken as much as a lot of people anticipated. The first is that most people were expecting the downgrade, so the market has reacted on that a couple of months actually before it happened. And if you look at the history of the rand, let's say from 2015, you can actually see that. And then the other factors, of course, is that the rand is also a commodity currency that's driven a lot by what's happening in the resource market. So stronger commodity prices, gold prices, etc., definitely made a big difference. Unfortunately, over the last couple of days, we've seen quite a weakening in the rand. We've moved from levels comfortably below 13 rand to the dollar to where we're now around 13 rand 60. And that, again, is not South African circumstances that's driving that. It's mainly gold price being flat. And then, of course, as always happens, we're part of that emerging markets basket, so a lot of people saying we're getting out of emerging markets, so unfortunately that's the big thing. But combined with that, we did see the growth in the economy definitely slowing down, the economy officially being in a recession. So unfortunately, not all better news than we expected.
I have to say, when you said that, you know what, South Africans had already reacted earlier to the junk status ratings, because we already knew, I was laughing, I was chuckling a bit there. I was like, we were expecting to fail so much that we became so good at it. But nonetheless, we continue. Yeah. You joining us at home, I'm joined by KPMG's chief economist, Lulu Krechel, who joins us this morning, as she has joined us in many occasions before, talking to us about the economy, understanding that 3 months ago, rating agencies gave us a downgrade to a certain junk status, and the outlook is more positive than negative. This is according to Lulu. And Lulu, though, some experts have been saying that the rand is expected to fall another 1.5% by year end. Are we still working with these projections?
Well, to be very honest, the projections for the majority of economists at the moment is very wide. If you look at the Reuters and Bloomberg forecasts, the weakest that some people see the rand go is up to 16 rand against the dollar, 16, 17 in a year's time. Some others are saying it could strengthen to about 12 rand. So we're sitting, the majority is in the region of around 14 rand, 14.50. So unfortunately, we do expect some weakening. Some of that, of course, as I say, driven by what is happening in the global economy to a large extent. Unfortunately, if something untoward happened, and I really hope that that we won't get there, that we see further downgrades from the level where we now, and the market doesn't seem to expect that at the moment, we might see further weakening of the rand. But I think that's an unlikely event if we can get our house in order.
And talking about the market, it has certainly been a very cautious market that we've been working with now since the downgrade. And do you feel that in that caution, they're still waiting? Or do you feel that slowly but surely they're starting to come out of their shell now to spend more, invest more?
Well, I think there's some positive signs if we look all around. Even if it's just things are at a level where it's activity. If you look in certain sectors in the economy, for example, manufacturing, mining, etc., was really just at such a low that that it's only upwards from here. That's already a positive. There are definitely certain sectors we've already seen some improvement, the mining sector being one of them, agriculture, which is really good news for us as consumers, specifically in the summer rainfall areas. We just hope the same holds true for the Western Cape and the rain that you guys are desperately needing. But that definitely, on the agricultural sector side, things looking on the up. So there are some points of light, and I'm not going to pretend to say that that it's not tough. It's really, really tough, but inflation is looking good, thank goodness. So that's bringing some relief, and that might allow the Reserve Bank to lower interest rates, although not now as we expected it to before the downgrades happened, but maybe a little bit later. So at least there's no tightening further of the interest rates. Inflation is tapering down, and growth should improve, even if it's just because we are at very low levels. But business confidence and consumer confidence remain strained. People are worried and not certain where things might go.
Chief Economist at KPMG is Lulu Kehal joining us this morning, talking to us or telling us more about the state of the rand and the economy. Lulu, I mean, as we part ways, any advice that you have for our Cape Talk listeners going into these murky waters?
Well, first of all, is think about all the decisions that you make. Unfortunately, it sounds very simple, but before you make those purchases and get yourself into further debt, think of if there are ways to potentially get out of it. I think we all as South Africans need to save more. So if there's any way that you can do that, try and do that.
Lulu, always a pleasure chatting with you, and looking forward to chatting with you in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to you listening at home. That was Lulu Kehal, Chief Economist at KPMG.